This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Uma and Ezra on the Evening Edition, 5:35 p.m. Keith Cumb joins us as we take a look at stocks and markets. But before that, we're going to take a look at what are some of the more expensive cities in the world. Right. Three of them are in Asia, Keith.
Yeah, and this is based on the Worldwide Cost of Living report by the Economist magazine's intelligence unit. Singapore tops that list. Hong Kong is at 4, and Seoul is joint 6th with Geneva. Singapore's position at the top, it's their 5th year running. Previously, it was Tokyo.
Right.
It's the world's most expensive city. But the thing is, to be fair, it was car ownership that was the item that brought everything up for them. Household goods, hiring domestic help, all these still remain cheap in Singapore. And the report is used by companies to decide on how much to pay their expats,
that's right.
Their compensation packages. So, you know, they look at things like the comparative prices for a loaf of bread, a bottle of wine, of course, and petrol. The positions of these cities have also got to do with the value of their currencies, which is why you see Singapore is in there and U.S. cities won.
Right.
Because the U.S. dollar had tumbled quite a bit in the past year or so.
Correct. And also, I mean, if anyone has been to Singapore, I think just based on the general cost of living there, you realize that
it's not that bad.
It is quite bad. What other cities actually make up the top 10?
Yeah, so a number of European cities made it due to the strong euro,
right.
And Paris is second. Although a bottle of wine there is still a lot cheaper.
You can get a great bottle of wine for like €2, right?
Exactly. But the average was about 30, 35 ringgit or so.
You get the markets. It's also like TripAdvisor with Keith as well.
With
all things Paris.
Other cities: Zurich, Oslo, Copenhagen, Tel Aviv, and Sydney is at number 10.
Wow. Keith, taking a look at stocks, Brahim's Holdings shares are trading actively today. What's the story there?
It's really interesting. Brahim's Holdings was up 36% to 45 cent at the close. It's also in the top 10 gainers list. It hit a high of 50.5 cent. This basically meant that its value had doubled in a week. Analysts say that the rally may have been due to fund accumulation of the stock, but again, you know, if the value has doubled in a week, I suppose it's good to look out for some profit taking in case you are thinking of getting into it.
All right, Keith, thank you very much for that. Keep it here on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.